What's going on, everybody? How are you doing today? Do not adjust your screens if you are watching it. That is a lot of red on the screen. And it's not because crypto missed me. It's because it's indecisive and ranging right now. I'm your boy, Christian Israel, and you are tuned in to Long Some, Short Some, guys. This is a section of the morning podcast called Christ and Crypto in the Morning. We come here to discuss the markets in three every single day at 9 a.m. We look at the markets from a news cycle perspective to see what's moving the markets on the open. And then from there, we shift into Long Some, Short Some, what you have come across right now, where we look at the markets from a technical analysis perspective. For those traders out there, those swing traders, those day traders looking to educate themselves in Fibonacci, as well as Elliott Wave analysis, it's kind of what we use these for charts for. So after this done, we'll jump into the scriptures, which is the New Creation Scriptures podcast, part of the section. We'll do a little 10-minute, little Bible verse there. If this is your first time here in this section, the goal is 10 likes for every single podcast. This will be uploaded later to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you can find things, including YouTube. Select Dragonfire said his only main place is YouTube. And that's where I love to see you guys. If you want to catch me on the TikTok or anywhere else you can too. Social media thing, guys, that's what we do. Support the channel. I appreciate you. You know what else I appreciate? When I learn these charts. Because that says Bitcoin's down 5% over the last day. ETH, BNB, it's pretty much the same. 4 to 5%, not so many 20, 30% drops when Bitcoin dropped the same. And what I want to do real quick is jump right into some of the things I've been looking at. And I've just been watching. And we're going to focus. You can actually see. This is older. Boop. This is inverse head and shoulders. This is an older chart, okay? One of those that I kind of just look back at just to see what's going on. And I saw that I had inverse head and shoulders. And the target of that inverse head and shoulders, guys. This was done a while ago. The target is this line right here. Okay. What you do is you measure the top to bottom. You take it, you break. And it actually took me right to the 1.414, which is insane to me because that's exactly where it touched. Possible bottoming. Possible bottoming figure. Now, when I go ahead also, and I'm going to break this down. Let me go here because this is an older chart. We're going to break this guy. You remember this? We were talking about trying to follow this up here to see if it did before it broke down and see if it took us all the way here. And then it diverged on us and broke down in a channel so much that it broke down into another channel, broke out to our back test area. Look at that confluence still. The same confluence, guys, as that arrow coming down to here, 26, I'll show you again, right? You have the 26 here, but this is the main area that had to hold. And I show you this because look what we're back in. We're back testing that downward channel and inside of that box right now. So even when I come over to XRP over here, and then I'm going to show you another Bitcoin chart. We are ranging, and I say this importantly because a lot of people get really panicked when we go up and down like this, and I'm just going to show you. Oh, this is a regression, isn't it? On average, this is the direction we're going, okay? This is our channel, and on average, this is a regression or progression trading channel. We're heading up. We're slowly heading up with regression breakout. Now, get rid of you. Come over to XRP. Because this is what I'm really watching. And I'm watching this so deeply, this actually already broke down, that I have been trading these channels. I have been trading XRP left and right now. Because this is one for my goal. I think I told you guys I have a specific goal. Turn $1 into $5 and then $5 into $25. If you guys are curious, that's a 5X to a 25X and specifically trading over the next summer. Okay. My 5X is by the end of June. Specifically swing trading, that means in and out of things very quickly, which I've been doing this the whole time. And I actually talked about on Tuesday that anybody who bought this, and I'm going to show you, I'll just show you real quick. You get to also look at my wonderful, 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 let's see here, right here, bink. We're going to go to it, and I'm going to show you, we're going to mute that so it doesn't play. I'm going to show you this. This is how one of 14 views. Love you guys, because probably that's all you guys, so I appreciate you. But weekend crypto pump could cost people a lot of money. People don't like those titles. So we come back and we say, what do you mean it could cost a lot of people a lot of money, the weekend pump? Well, I will show you. May 31st, that's Saturday, right? May 29th, I'm pretty sure. Let me get a calendar out. Let me get a calendar out for you. We don't want to be confused. May 28th, right here, Saturday, Sunday, 13% over the weekend. Into yesterday, sorry, this was the weekend, into yesterday. Well, I said it could cost a lot of people a lot of money. And since that point, if you bought the green arrows, which I tell people not to buy, you'd be down 8 to 10%. When I tell you that that XRP always backtests, and a lot of crypto always backtests if you're patient, please learn that one thing from me today. Learn that one thing from me, that it always backtests. When it breaks out, and I can just do this for you, look, see the breakout? People got excited, went above the pivot, hung out there. A lot of times when it breaks out and it does a B wave or a fourth wave, guys, this is an ABC or a fourth wave could be going up like this whole thing. That's when your patience need to kick in and go ahead and wait, because then it will come back down. You see, and came back literally right to where the breakout is. So what does that say for me? That says, well, if we show that same thing, look at this up. Does that mean we have more down movement to test the lows? And this is what everything I just said comes to. Okay? And it's very important for you guys to pay attention. We did, which is great, break out of this one-to-one, I'm sorry, that one-to-one point. However, that created a new high, low, and lower high. High, low, lower high. So where does that come in? And I'm going to show you why I did that, and then we can move on, and then I'm going to jump into AVAX and all those for you. Okay? High, low, higher, high. We're going to take that real quick again. We're going to take our trend-based fib extension. We want to see where it goes. High, low, higher, low. And you guys have known that the 4.414, right, is a good place to see some movement. But however, the 702s are turnaround points or rejection points for whatever direction the thing is going. So if XRP comes down here, bounces off that, holds above the 50, right, which is the 50, this one here is going that way. The 702 here is going that way. Okay, so you guys get a good idea. If this holds here, which I'm expecting a back test. Now, we already kind of had that back test. And now what are we doing? We're actually on top of the downward trend line. And the trend line kind of gives me a chance to do false breakouts where people say, oh, it broke the trend line. They go long. And then everyone loses their money, which is this right here. It's called liquidity grabs, right? On the liquidity grabs, which is a break above the trend line, you don't buy those breakouts. You buy the back test confirm breakout. That is where you buy information. That's where you buy your crypto or any stocks in general. Not the breakout, but the back test. Now, in the regular stock market, that takes a little bit longer. In crypto, it's beginning to get longer. The more liquidity that's in the pool, the bigger the market caps are. But you can see right now, we are above the 1.414, above the weekly, this is the weekly pivot, or is that the daily pivot? That's probably the daily pivot. But we're rejecting under the 702. The 21-day moving average is rolling its way down, right? So what am I expecting here? Until now, we're at 39 cents, right? What areas am I looking at? Rejection here, okay? If we don't get past that, again, that's why I have this whole area. I know you can see that, right? Those dots, that's my range. Sometimes, and I've been shorting that range, okay? See that? I've been shorting that range, and here is more of a long area. If we break below, then I'm looking at our bottoming process to finally play out. Our bottoming process, guys, is down in this area. Okay? That's if this breaks down. I'm telling you that, and this is what we want to watch for this week, because I think we got one more down, including the RSI on the 15-minute is still a little low. The 4-hour is still under. The momentum on the RSI, which is a relative strength index, is on its way down as well. So be very careful to catch this swing. We're looking for at least a double tap at 34 cents. But we could go up first, okay? We could go up first and hit that. The RSI could come up and hit. It could pump just a little bit. But don't, you know, wait for the back test. Now, this could just start dumping because it already did 1, 2, 3. Working on wave 4 now. And it could be done at wave 5 at 38 cents. Okay? It could be done right there. Come back, touch the 1702, reject, right? Reject right there. And turn around. Side note, if you haven't been, if you're not on the Twitter, okay, just to give you a heads up and you want some chart information, I don't do it a lot, but I just kind of give you an idea. As you can see, there's the draw of what I was looking for, right? 38.7, you know, come down, play up here, touch 40. Come around, play up, touch 40, like we are right now. You can see that playing out right there where we are right now, and then thinking that we come back down. So we will see how that plays out. Okay. And that is my thought process there. Oh, hey, Satoshi Nakamoto, my friend. He says, loving the show. Glad to find it. I'm glad you're here to hang out with us. I appreciate you. We're here every single day, man. I'm glad you can kick it with us. Let me jump in though, real quick, guys. Hopefully that answered your question on what I'm seeing in XRP right now. I've also created, guys, a trading Excel sheet that if you're interested in, let me know. I'm probably going to do a Zoom, start doing a Zoom or a Google Meet again in July after everything is settled, how we used to do the Zooms before and I would teach people. We're going to get back into that because that was a cool time. People don't really like to do that during bear markets. They prefer to do that during bull markets. But I tell you this right now, if you do that during the bear markets, that's when you learn. If you learn how to short, if you can learn how to short properly, then you'll learn how to make a lot of money because these pumps happen so quick. The pumps happen within like, what, a couple days? But the corrections and the shorts, guys, consistently happen over and over and over again. And that's where we can make our money. Now, a lot of noise has been recently about Cardano, and Ropadope said, let's give this a look. So we're going to switch to Heikinashi so I can get a good idea of what's happening here. And this looks like to be a brand new chart, but we're going to go ADA, USDT, and we're going to go Binance. We're going to get a full chart here. Boom. Okay. And we're going to go ahead and go on the weekly. So have we got a back test yet? Well, let's go ahead and go right off the jump. We're going to say, what is the breakout? There is the top coming on back down. And I'm going to do this real quick. Okay, this looks like the ABC here. Oh, that's because I have main ones. Actually, I'm going to do what I know for sure. What I know for sure is that. And then from there, we're not going to extend the lines, and we don't have the trend lines on, but we're going to go ahead and move it to the full extension move to see where that went. Okay, wonderful. Now I can check. Yep, there it is. So there's the full move here, back test, and that's exactly where we are now. So now I need to come up here, see this movement here, and check the back way. So top to bottom, or low to bottom. I really need to, that's because I did the other way. Okay, we're going to do full extension move again. Boom. to get a good idea of where we are. So, did I not click on full extension move? Why did you not give it to me? Go. Where are you? I guess you just don't want to do that, huh? There we go. Work that time. The 4.414 from here. Oh boy, that's on the weekly. Let's not look at that. That would look a little scary. Let's get something more realistic. Okay, I lied. That is more realistic. Let's see. Nope, here we go. I got to do VIN. So what you want to do is those little corrections is a good way to find it. And that's right here. Here you go. Live TA for you. And we're down to the 2.236. However, oh man, I'm not. We're going to try to look for one more there because this is not looking the best. That's on the daily? That's all the way to July. We're still going down, huh, guys? All right, let's try that one. I got to zoom in a little bit more. We're going to do that high, low, next, higher, low, and see where we are. Yeah, you know, yeah, we're going to see what happens with Cardano. We're really going to see what happens on Cardano because I am not seeing bullishness in Cardano. I see a back test here. You know, I see that back test had a pump off of this. Oh boy. Now let me, I'm going to keep going. The reason is I thought I'd give you a quick, hey, yeah, this is it. All right. Now we're really in here on the daily. We're rejecting under that 2.0 right now on the way back, which means at least, guys, the 2.414, which is low. Right? Which is low. Dragonfire says, sorry, I have to leave early day. My garbage bin delivery will be here any minute now. All right, Dragonfire, brother. We'll see you tomorrow, my man. Appreciate you, brother. God bless. So this is what I'm seeing here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe, or 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay, so if we can hold, and I'll tell you, this all changes. We backtest that and hold. We're still looking at 73 cents as a possibility. Maybe you fire up first, but possible lower. But what I want to tell you on the daily is we see that. That's curving up. That's nice. But at the same time, what's not nice here. Oh, no, that's nice. A little break out of that trend line there. So we'll see, though. Like I said, 1702, which is 73 cents, 25% pump from here. Could still make some money, but I'm looking at the long aspect of it. Let's go here and see. What are we? Okay. That's bullish. My parabola, best indicator. Okay. If this parabola right here breaks up, does not break below there, and instead does this and breaks up, we'll see that. And I will probably see it come to maybe there. That would be my best call in the short term, which is a 50% gain, 60% gain, right? Actually more than that. That's more than that. From here. Yeah. 55%. Okay. But when that happens, I could see this, right? Coming along and then finishing that. As of right now, I don't see crazy bullishness in there. Be very careful. But you're in that, you're in a range that just broke out. You're in that parallel channel that just broke out, which is here. Okay? So that's what we're paying attention to. In reality, if you want the deviation, it's really that. That was a deviation, broke down. We're back in the middle of it, back in the parallel parabola. So we'll see there. I got time for one more. Let's see here. Algo was something I was looking at though. Not going to lie to you. I don't think it's on this one specifically because I had it all worked out and I don't even know what I was looking at this one on originally. There's XRP, the 15 minute time frame. Okay. Algo. I think Algo was looking the same. Yeah. Algo. Algo could be looking the same. If, again, we're at hold territory there, Ropadope. We're at hold right now. That's what I can tell you, is we are at hold. Like, it's back tested. The same where we are when XRP just hit 33 cents a couple weeks ago, right? We're still in that range. We're still in that area. So unless this area, as you can see, we are completely back testing that. Like I said, remember I said earlier in the show, everything back tests? This is where we are in crypto across the board, is the back test. On the positive, as long as I think this is a full, yep, that's a full movement. See, we've had a full extension here, all the way broke out, and now we're back testing. And I think the best idea is what we want to hold is a 30 cents range. We're under 39 cents. It's still breaking down. The target on this is coming back to, oh man, we could get a flash crash. I'm seeing this across the board, and I'm going to prep this way. I'm going to see this and prep. I don't know when. It could be false signals. Like I said, Facebook today did this on non-bullish news. On quite super, super bearish news, Facebook pumped. Like, massively bearish news. Roblox pumped today on the opening, right? Amazon neutral. Coin is finishing its pump. Well, really, it's back test before it comes down to come back into this level. We see 1, 2, 3. It's on wave 4 right now. I think Coinbase itself comes up. Could stop here, but really, we're looking at maybe 75, maybe a small little pump today before coming back down to 57, and then we're off and rolling. So that's what I see there, guys. I think I want you to be very, very careful. I appreciate you so much. We have gone, this has become a very, very long section here, but that is the end of our long sum, short sum. This is where we are. This is what we're watching. Again, if you want, I know I have a Discord group. I just haven't got it popping yet, Bullish. If somebody wants to help me with the Discord group, I'll make you an administrator. We'll get it going. We'll load everything up in there. Besides that, do the social media thing. 10 likes is the goal. We're only at 8 likes right now on this one. If you can get it, you know, whatever. Do the social media thing. I'm your boy, Christian Israel. You are tuned into Long Sum, Short Sum. We'll hear every single day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. live. Appreciate you much. Fade to black. God bless. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Please make sure you like, subscribe, share this video, subscribe to this channel, and do the thing that people do on social media, at Twitter, at TikTok, you know, New Creation Capital. Let us know, guys. Thanks so much. I hope you guys have a great day. Later, guys.